This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. Scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi. The superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi. The perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left, and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Well, a late good afternoon to all of you here on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're your radio on your phone for high school sports. I'm Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman. It's MLK Classic number 2. We are at Versailles for girls action. It's the Tiger Classic, home of the Versailles Tigers. It's an event that's been going on for a few years. Rushi won earlier today over Brookville, 56-48. And we've got the upcoming clash between the Fort Loramie Redskins and Mississinewa Valley. Should be a fine contest. The two clubs played last year in the regional championship game in D7. Who knows? They might meet again in tournament play. Contest taking place right now here at Versailles in the MLK Classic today. Pitts, Tippecanoe against Marion Local. And right now the Flyers lead by 12, 35-23, with 30 seconds gone in the fourth quarter of this game. Marion Local in the lead over Tip. As I mentioned earlier today, Rushi victorious against Brookville. And we've got the Fort Loramie Redskins, winners of three of their last four since losing to Rushi against Mississinewa, coming up in about 25 minutes or so. And the Blackhawks, Brandon, 15 straight wins since a season-opening setback. No club hotter in D7 statewide than maybe this Mississinewa team.
Yeah, rightfully so. And a team, like we said, that was in the regional finals last year against the Fort Loramie Redskins did lose all-time school-leading scorer Taylor Woodbury, but a lot of her supporting cast returns. It's generally a veteran group that veteran group. You take a look there. 14.4 points a game from Brooklyn Super, 13.2 from Paige Emmerich, 8.8 from Cora Hoggett, 8.4 from McKenna Hoggett, right there to kind of pace that scoring for first-year head coach Kirk Comer. So this team, a lot of experience as well, and they've not just won games, they beat good teams down. They beat Tri-Village by 25. They whipped a very good Ansonia team by almost 30. So they've played a legit schedule, and they're really getting into the meat and potatoes of it, Jack, so to speak, with taking on Fort Laramie today. They got Versailles upcoming. So, yeah, they're a team, and I know a lot of teams who want to scout in D7. If you know you're going to make a run, you're going to want to scout this game right here.
I'm impressed by the size. Three young ladies started 5'10". That's imposing in D7 girls basketball.
Yeah, in that height, in that length, and you're able to dominate on the block, and you're able to alter shots. That's huge as well, being able to win the battle of the boards. I mean, you take a look at some of these games that Mississinewa has played. They have been able to score into the 60s sometimes, Jack. So that's really amazing, especially when you got three girls around double figures as well. I mean, scoring against Ansonia, they scored 66. That's dang impressive right there alone. Against Tri-Village, they scored 65. So, I mean, they can put up points in a hurry, but we know the Fort Laramie Redskins and Carlos Siegel play defense.
Well, Carlos clubs have won 82% of their games under her leadership, spanning 26 years, having won three of the last four since that January 3rd setback at Rushi, 34-16. Since that point in time, victories over Houston, 38-31, Botkins, 58-24, Bath, 58-50. The one setback on January 10th at OG, 71-45. 58 points, last two games. That means offensively, Fort Laramie girls on the upswing, starting to click. How about Liza Puppelman? 31. You heard me right. Yeah. 31 big points on Saturday against Lima Bath. How about that? Couple that with Olivia Brandewe playing extremely well on the interior. That gives the Fort Laramie girls a fine 1-2 punch. Maddie Shadow out. Haven't heard a final determination whether or not she's lost for the entire year or not. It was kind of a week-by-week basis, or at least it has been. I know Corinne Holscher is back performing some, but it's a starting five that it had a power outage offensively. Because it's a rebuilding season, you lose Mesher and Brandewey from that club a year ago. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big, big setback. Head coach Carlos Siegel would be the first to tell you, if I needed something done on the court, I would talk to Mesher and Brandewey last season, and it would get done pronto.
Yeah, and we say rebuild. I like to use the word with someone like Carlos Siegel, reload, because they're at 9-5, 7-1 overall in the Shelby County Athletic League, tied with Rushi. And they've had a couple games this year where they scored 17 points against Liberty Benton and only managed 16 against the Rushi Raiders. And only managed 38 against Houston. So they've had some games where they've kind of been in a rut offensively, but over these past couple games, they've picked it up. 45 points against a very good OG team, despite them giving up 71. 58 against Botkins and 58 against Bath. That's good signs, especially when you're at this time of the year. This, I call it the dry kind of part of January, because you've been practicing for so long and games are just kind of getting monotonous now. We're still a couple weeks away from the tournament draw and everything. So that is good, positive signs if you follow the Fort Laramie Redskins. It's got this game here, and then you've got a big one coming up on the 24th on Saturday against Anna, and then a good non-conference on the 27th against St. Henry. Then Indian Hill on the 31st, Rushi again, and Marion Local. So a lot of tests here coming up for Coach Carlos Siegel's squad. It's going to make sure that they are prepared for tournament draw.
And it's a program used to winning state championships in 2013, 15, 2021, and 2024. Would have probably won in 2020. Minster Fort Laramie would have been in the state Final Four. Came awfully close to winning the state title this past March against Waterford, just within a possession of taking that state championship game. This is a marquee matchup today, no doubt about it. I expect attendance to become a little heavier as we move toward start time. On paper, it's a 4:30 beginning. I don't think we'll tip any before that. The game preceding it is in the fourth quarter. We look at the scoreboard, 4:18 to go, 35-25, Marion Local over Tip in the game preceding Fort Loramie and Mississinewa Valley. Again, the Redskins 9-5, and the Blackhawks are 15-1 since an opening season setback, which came at Parkway, 39-36. So Mississinewa 4 points away from a perfect season at this point in time.
Yeah, and for them, it's just trying to really, like I said, get into more of that grind in the non-conference schedule. Of course, they actually do a really good job of scheduling over there. They have picked up, especially because their girls program has picked up so much in talent in the last couple of years. And like I said, they got Versailles coming on their way here coming up in the non-conference here as well soon. They've already played 16 games, so you're really getting down to the nitty-gritty. That Versailles game is actually on Saturday coming up here. And they also closed the regular season with a very good Legacy Christian team as well. So tournament draw, I believe, is about 2 weeks from Sunday. So right up there is the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. It's one of the highest-rated teams in the state for Division 7.
Francis Schultze in Rushi, one of our fine sponsors. It offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here today, Fort Loramie and Mississinewa, there are key building components for sure. Fort Loramie needs to sustain the fine offense that it's delivered in the last two contests, 58 and 58. That's robust scoring, 31 from Liza Puppelman this past weekend against Lima Bath. And the Redskins need to handle the size of Mississinewa. They've got double-digit scoring all over that beginning unit. Those are keys to this game, key building components, which open the doors to success for both Fort Loramie and Mississinewa. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schultze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schultze Company in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors, available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Again, gratitude to Shelby County Veterans Services, which is located at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include transportation to VA medical appointments, VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veterans here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office for an appointment, 937-498-7282, 498-7282, or on the web, go to shelbycountyveterans.org, that's veteransplural.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Timeout on the floor of the game between Tip and Marion Local. Flyers lead 41-25 with the 2:43 to go in the fourth. There will be 15 to 20 minutes between games. I imagine a quarter of an hour.
I believe 15 because it's MAC rules.
And then Fort Loramie and Mississinewa will take the floor in a big D7 girls matchup here today on scoresbroadcast.com. A big thank you to a new sponsor, Provico, 225 South Main in Botkins. A healthy home and garden start with the right care at Provico in Botkins. You'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces from a local family-owned trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you are proud of. Our knowledgeable team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every single project, big or small. Provico, your local source for home and garden success. Stop by today in Botkins at 225 South Main for everything you need for a healthier home and garden. We have a bank of commercial messages coming up. We'll return in just several minutes. We are here at the Steiger Classic MLK Girls Basketball. It is game four, upcoming of five, Fort Loramie against Mississinewa Valley. We've got the play-by-play in color for you. Jack Kramer along with Brandon Coverman here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. and ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Hello, once again, welcome back here to the Tiger Classic MLK Day. We're at Versailles, upcoming Fort Laramie, Mississinewa Valley, Division 7 girls basketball. Should be a fine game. The contest preceding that one is down inside a minute to go in the fourth quarter, and Marion Local leads Tip by a score of 44-33. Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Laramie needs no introduction. He's amassed 500-plus wins, moving on towards 600, 82.5% winning percentage in her 26 years as the master of this Fort Laramie girls basketball program. And the 9-5 start is the result of the graduation of some very key seniors 1 year ago, plus injuries. Can't ignore the fact that Maddie Shadow would be playing if she were healthy. She's a penetrator. She is a facilitator, an assist maker, and a scorer. Not only would she be capable of 12, 13 points a game, she would make other young ladies on this Fort Laramie team look very good. And the Redskins have had to come along slowly this season without the services of Maddie for most of the campaign. She has not been there. Corinne Holscher has been out with an injured shoulder. So not only reloading after graduating Mesher and Brandewee a year ago, overcoming injuries this season, and Fort Laramie's had a tough way to go, that's for sure. Might be finding their best basketball, at least it would seem. 58 points each of the last two games, having beaten Lima Bath 58-50 on Saturday at Fort Laramie. Who's the head person running the Mississinewa Valley program? Well, it's not Michael Page. He was there a year ago, coached Mississinewa to the district championship against Fort Laramie, or you should say
Rushi.
Yep. Beat Rushi in the district championship game, lost to Fort Laramie in the regional final tilt.
Yep.
Michael Page, former head man at Mississinewa, moved on to Northmont, replaced by Kurt Comer, and what a job he's done. A couple decades of coaching high school basketball for Kirk in the state of Indiana, Fort Wayne area, Jay County, Indiana area. He emphasizes discipline, defense, and staying level-headed through the game's ups and downs. He's now running the show, and after a season-opening setback to Parkway 39-36, man, oh man, 15 straight wins, Brandon, by the Blackhawks ever since.
No hotter girls team around in the area than Mississinewa here. So a big task for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Again, it's going to be able to keep this group of seniors off the boards. They're physical. They're aggressive, of course. And I feel like, you know, with the graduation of Taylor Woodbury, I think a lot of people thought that, you know, Mississinewa is going to take a step back. Well, if you look at the statistics of Mississinewa, Woodbury took a lot of shots. And, of course, she was a two-time WOAC player of the year. But her not being there anymore to take up the bulk of some of those shots has now freed up other girls. And these girls have had athletic success. A couple months ago, back in late October, early November, we called their game in the regional tournament for volleyball against Fort Laramie. So we know that they have athleticism. We know they're going to be physical. We know they're going to be aggressive. So 15 straight wins, that's a lot to put on the line here. But again, it's about getting better, learning about an opponent for tournament. And I think the top three teams in D7 in the Southwest District are Rushi, Mississinewa, Fort Laramie. I think they're going to figure out today, you know, how we want to do this, how the bracket's going to kind of lay out. I think a lot's going to be determined in the coaches' minds today, the three coaches of their respective squads, Kurt Comer, Carla Siegel, and Michael Bayshore.
This Blackhawks team, yeah, has beaten some teams badly, but boy, when you run up 60 points four, five, six times, this Mississinewa Valley club has scored 60 or better, 60 against Dixie, 65 in routing Tri-Village, 63 in Downing Arcanum, 63 in Whipping Troy Christian, 62 in a contest over Union County, Indiana, and 66 points in beating Ansonia. That was just two games after playing Ansonia to a two-point thriller, 49-47. That's a lot of points. I don't care how soft the schedule might be in spots. 60 points in girls basketball.
That's a lot. That's
a bunch.
Yeah, and that WOAC conference, it really is the type of thing. You usually got about a good top three, usually, generally. And then the middle, it gets really kind of watered down. And then the bottom is just the bottom like it is in any conference. So, I mean, to have that win against Ansonia, they were able to play Ansonia twice because they have a team in their conference that did not field a girls basketball team. So it opened a slot for each of them. And they're not in the same division, so they decided to play each other again. Ansonia's D6. Missinawa is D7, so they decided to play each other twice, as I'm pretty sure what that ended up being since they're in the same conference. And yeah, Ansonia is a really well-coached team too, so to only win by two the first time and come around and whip them by 20-plus is a huge positive sign, and it's going to be a fun game today here. I mean, biggest D7 matchup probably of the week here in the state of Ohio.
After beating Ansonia 49-47, Coach Comer said, this was a big game for us, a big win. We still have critical league games left. Our goal is to try and get better each night out, hopefully with adversity tonight in going down to the wire and winning by two. We get better from that close win over Ansonia. And the schedule stiffens for the Blackhawks, prepping them well for the tournament.
Yeah, and you got For Sales coming up too, and they're going to play in this game after against North Union to close out our day here at For Sales. But again, it's you beef that conference up because it just makes you better. You don't get better by playing soft schedules. I mean, it's just the way it is. You have to be able to play good competition because it only gets you better. Again, even a loss doesn't hurt either of these teams. You've seen teams, especially you've seen Carlos Siegel, they take one on the chin to an OG, a Liberty Benton, a Lima Bath, and they still come back and make a deep run in the tournament. That's what it's about. It's about getting better, facing adversity, because no one wins a championship without facing adversity. That is one of the biggest lies that you can tell kids out there, is you're not going to face adversity. And how do the kids respond to that as well? You know, you don't have to respond to adversity when you're blowing a team out by 50 and have a running clock the whole second half. You're playing the JVs.
And the Fort Laramie girls rose to the occasion this past Saturday and downed Lima Bath 58-50 behind Liza Puppelman's 31 points. Game before, the Fort Laramie-Mississinawa game has just concluded, 48-33. Marion Local over Tip. We'll return with more pregame conversation prior to the start of Fort Laramie and Mississinawa in just a few minutes. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Laramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Votkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhart.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhartHomes.com. EisenHardt.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Another one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com is Fox Supply, located in Minster. We are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes, and we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academic programs and our schools' athletic teams, which have been highlighted by Scores Broadcast for 20 years. And through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply in Minster continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for nearly 50 years and is one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Fort Loramie, Mississinewa Valley Girls Division 7 basketball from here at the Tigers Classic on MLK Day at Versailles. Upcoming in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November. November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Pickwa Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy. Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. Founding partner on Scores, we could not have gotten started, wouldn't be here today without the support and contributions from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved to Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, back in 1983. And since 2005 and 6, LaCal Equipment has been participating with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. It's a key originating partner. Would not be broadcasting today without the support at the very beginning from LaCal Equipment. Thank you so much, LaCal. Another long-term sponsor, Osgood Bank. OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. We're producing a brand new bank of commercials here in the next week or so for Osgood Bank, noting for you the locations in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, also in Chickasaw and in Osgood. Thanks so much, OsgoodBank.com. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Thanks so much to Osgood and LaCal Equipment. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
As we return here to Versailles, the Tiger Classic on MLK Day, we will treat you with the tentative starting lineups. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Brandon Coverman. I spent some time with the young ladies from Fort Loramie in the bleachers about an hour ago, Brandon, and it's the starting lineup that head coach Carlos Siegel has been using pretty consistently most of the season since the injuries to Holscher and Chateau. Janelle Siegel will start. Izzy Meyer is in the opening five. Liza Puppelman as well. Kendall Tennery is a starter, as is 5'11 freshman Olivia Brandewee. That's the five for Fort Loramie. For Mississinewa Valley, you've got a handle on the starting unit for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, tentatively what we got number four, sophomore, 5'4", Tinley Woodbury. Number 10, a 5'10", senior, McKenna Hoggett. Number 24, a 5'10", senior, Cora Hoggett. Number 30, a 5'6", senior, Paige Emmerich. And rounding out the lineup, number 31, a 5'10", senior, Brooklyn Subert. So some girls that we were familiar with, especially the Hoggett sisters from their regional run in volleyball, where they did fall to these Fort Laramie Redskins there just a couple months ago down there at Northmont.
I heard you say 5'10", 5'10", 5'10". It's not a small Mississinewa team.
No, and that's the help, and that's why, again, you kind of seen last year if you watched them play that they were aggressive. So they have been around the Shelby County League. Of course, they played Rushi the last couple of years, once in tournament, once in the regular season, ran into Laramie last year. They've also had Botkins on the schedule as well. So Mississinewa's got a good taste of what Shelby County basketball is like, and, of course, have played a pretty solid, upper-tier part of the conference and beating beating Ansonia a couple times, beating Tri-Village handily there, which I think raised some eyebrows. And, of course, a big matchup with Versailles looming on Saturday. Hopefully, if we avoid the snow, there's going to be a lot of good basketball Saturday.
I am curious to see how head coach Carlos Siegel defends the Blackhawks. Will there be pressure, full court, three-quarter court, a lot of trapping in half court? Might they fall back into a zone every now and then defensively? Will it be the standard Fort Loramie man defense? I'm inquisitive to find out.
I feel like there might be some sort of pressing early on. You know, talking to some people at their win over Bakken's, which really, you know, winning by 35 was really impressive. But talking about the way they did it, they were able to get more pressure, you know, which they have in the past. I mean, Carlos Siegel teams have, you know, run three-quarter court or full-court pressures before, and have been able to get turnovers and easy layups out of that and whatnot. But we haven't really seen it with this team so much because people might say, okay, maybe this isn't, you know, the teams of the past. And they're trying to buck that trend. Again, basketball's a long season. Teams get better. People get hurt. Of course, the Matty Shadow injury, and Grant Holscher hasn't been 100%, of course, most of the time. But they're getting better. They get better with every game. And, of course, you don't want to be hot in December. You want to be hot in February and in March.
Well, I'd like to be hot all 3 months, 75 degrees worth.
Yeah, I agree with that. That was a blistering wind parking in the parking lot and trying to walk inside.
Yeah, we've got another cold snap coming up, I think, in about 5 or 6 days. Opening tip to start this game just around the corner, Fort Loramie, Mississinewa girls. Big Division 7 matchup, Tiger Classic MLK Day here at Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com. Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYSmeats.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Well, as we come back here on scoresbroadcast.com, Loramie controls the tip here, and Mississinewa going to start out here in a little 2-3, actually a 3-2 zone here to start the basketball game here. Redskins in home white, Blackhawks in road black here, trimmed in white. The 30 seconds have gone on this first possession. Fort Loramie just being patient on the arc here, trying to dissect this defense here for Mississinewa. Out top, it is Liza Puppelman. Puppelman trying to go to the right side, and that is stolen. It's up ahead. It's Paige Emmerich up ahead, who gets Mississinewa on the board first here. 7:11 to go in the first quarter, and Mississinewa ahead 2-0 quickly. Mississinewa coming now and trapping the wings here. They get it on the inside. Does Fort Loramie to Liza Puppelman. Shot no good. Weak side rebound down to Izzy Meyer, and she's fouled on the go to the line for two.
And unlike yesterday at Fort Loramie, for the boys' MLK Classic, there is no 35-second clock here.
And I was going to mention that earlier. And again, we talked about at times yesterday really how that didn't come into effect as much as we thought it might. And only it was called about four times in the four games that we watched yesterday over there at Fort Loramie. Meyer misses the first one. Her second one skies up, and it's off the front of the iron and no good. 1 minute gone here, 2-0. Fort Loramie ahead as Subert gets the basketball on the inside. It goes around all the way down. Deep three-pointer for Emmerich is off the mark as Tennery pulls down the board. Liza Puppelman with it up ahead. Again, a 31-point performance for her. Kind of an eye-popping performance following the girls' basketball team of Fort Loramie here. Ball's worked to the corner, and a deep three-pointer there. A moon ball there from the corner for Izzy Meyer. They're actually going to call that a two-pointer. Right up there on the board now. And Loramie gets a turnover here. It's Olivia Brandaway who gets it up to Kendall Tennery. The board has it as a two there for Izzy Meyer. I might be making a correction here. We'll note the correction here if they correct it here in a moment. Upperman knifes her way on the inside to the basket. Shot no good, and Meyer is walloped. And will go to the line for two. A good aggressive defense there. That's the second team foul there on Mississinewa. That foul's going to go on Brooklyn Subert, her first. At the line, Izzy Meyer, who just hit that deep two a moment ago. High, arcing shot. Nothing but net there, giving Loramie their first lead of the game. Here's Meyer at the line. She dips the knees, fires. High, arcing shot is up and in. 4-2, Redskins ahead here with 6:08 in the first, and Loramie coming with a full court pressure here. Ahead, it's Tinley Woodbury at 4 points a game. Gets in the corner of Paige Emmerich. Here comes the trap here, and that's swatted away by Liza Puppelman. She swipes it away up ahead, trying to get it to Izzy Meyer, and it's going to be turned right back over to Mississinewa. Bounder here will be McKenna Hoggett.
Redskins had a good 2-on-1 advantage there, Brandon. Just haste makes waste sometimes.
And again, Loramie picking up in full court. Wonder how many times the Blackhawks have been picked up in the full court. And they are trapping, just like Loramie traditionally does.
Yep.
No space here for the Blackhawks. And it's swiped away by Liza Puppelman. Another turnover here for Mississinewa. She goes all the way to the basket and turns it over right back to Mississinewa. A little bit of a sloppy start here for the Blackhawks. Ball to the corner. Back over on the inside. It goes all the way. Work to the left block. It's Cora Hoggett on the nice pass there from Subert. And she fed that right inside, and we're knotted back up at four with 5:11 to go in the first. Right side, it's Tennery. Quick trigger three off the iron. No good. Weak side rebound down to Brandaway. Short shot over to Liza Puppelman, and she gets those 2 points right back for the Skins. Here comes the Blackhawks bringing it up across the timeline here. And it is Paige Emmerich. Again, a very senior-loaded lineup. 4 out of 5 are seniors here in the Mississinawa starting lineup. A wild shot just thrown up there by Subert, and she'll go to the line for 2 free throws.
Last points by Fort Loramie. Puppelman, guard, offensive rebound. She crashed the boards, came in from out front, and stuck it back in the basket.
Yeah, and not a very tall Loramie team either, Jack, and they're really going to have to crash the board hard against three girls that stand at 5'10 in the starting lineup, and here comes Corinne Holscher, first sub in the game. That's another thing. I think if Loramie can get a little, might have a little depth advantage on the Blackhawks here today, too. If they can wear them out with this pressure, that was going to fall into Carla Siegel's advantage. As both free throws are up and in by Subert, knotted back up at 6 here with 4:42 to go here in the first quarter. Here comes a little bit of pressure from Mississinawa themselves. The ball gets on the inside to Brandaway, and there's a foul. This is the fourth trip we've seen to the free throw line already in the first 3.5 minutes of the contest. Now Olivia Brandaway to the line, the freshman here. And another star player in the molding here for Coach Carla Siegel. Her first shot is off the mark, no good. Brandaway back at the line here. One dribble, dips the knees, fires, and connects. Loramie back with a lead at 7-6 here in the first quarter with 4:36 to go. Up here it's McKenna Hoggett trying to get it away, and it's another Blackhawk turnover. Despite the 6 points, man, this Loramie pressure has been effective in getting the Blackhawks to turn the ball over.
Yeah, we talked in the pregame about, will Fort Loramie press full court, three-quarter court? Well, the Redskins have done all of that plus some, and it's bothered the Blackhawks here at the outset.
Now, Carla Siegel's going to do something. She's going to do it for full effort as we have a substitution in the lineup. Number 23, freshman 5'8", Cassidy Subert, into the lineup here for Mississinawa. Ball's tipped out. It'll be on the sideline here for the inbounder, Kendall Tennery. Gets it into the junior, Janelle Siegel. Back up top to Liza Puppelman. Puppelman swings it to the right arc. Back up over on the right wing to Siegel. Back to Puppelman. Over the left side to Tennery. Trying to get in the middle of the defense here. Fortunately, it found Siegel. She got a shot up. Brandaway goes up. And another trip to the line here for Fort Loramie. Got to be able to play discipline without fouling if you're Mississinawa. The fouls are stacking up here. That foul going to go against Cassidy Subert. Well, 4 Mississinawa players already with a foul. With still over 4 minutes to go in the quarter. And the first free throw is up and in by Brandaway. As Chloe Bruns will sub in. Janelle Siegel heads out.
It appears as though Mississinawa is zoning.
Yeah.
And Fort Loramie has found the soft spots in that zone so far for some close-in shots in this game.
Izzy Meyer returns to the lineup for Olivia Brainaway as she cans the second free throw, 9-6. Our score here, 4:05 to go. Loramie ahead of Mississinawa here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here comes Embrick with the basketball out front here, right at the Versailles logo here. Just making the trip to the other side are the Blackhawks here of Dark County. Come over there to Cassidy Super on the inside, trying to rip through the Fort Loramie defense, and Kendall Tennery forces the turnover there. He goes back out to Liza Puppelman out front. Puppelman get it over on the right wing, over to Holscher, swings it back to Puppelman. Puppelman dribbling to the left side. Again, a 3-2 zone here from the Blackhawks. They're trying to really break down Fort Loramie here. A couple girls that can shoot. They try to get it in the middle to Tennery. Ball in the middle to Puppelman. She tries to drive to the basket. Wild shot, no good. Bruns with the offensive board. Tennery out to the top of the key. Long patient possession here for Fort Loramie. Again, no shot clock here like we had yesterday with the boys MLK Classic. Meyer out on the right wing. They get it to Holscher in the middle, and that's taken away there momentarily. We have a scrum on the floor, and Mississinawa comes away with it. Here comes Emmerich on the right wing. Emmerich feeds it on the inside. All right, there alone on the right block is Cassidy Subert. She kisses that one off the glass and gets the Blackhawks back within 1 at a 9-8 margin now. Ball in the right corner. Short corner goes to Holscher. Back over to Izzy Meyer. Tries to split the defense to the basket. Misitawad wanting a double dribble there. They said it was tipped. Meyer puts it up off the glass. And an 11-8 lead here for the Redskins.
Hey, what a start for Meyer. 6 points already.
Exactly. Carlos is going to need that out of her senior. Three well short from Tinley Woodbury. And Eliza Puppelman will come down with the basketball. And there's a foul there on Misitawad there. A collision there, I think. Number 31, Brooklyn Subert, got hit there. That's already the fifth foul on Misitawad. So Larmy, for the fifth time already in the quarter, Jack, is going to head to the stripe. And there's still 2 minutes and 13 seconds remaining. Misitawad does not seem as deep as the Fort Larmy Redskins. That might come back to hurt them late in this ballgame.
And senior starter Brooklyn Subert's picked up 2 fouls already.
Exactly there, and they're going to bring off Lily Giesman, who is into the lineup. Free throw is up and in for Izzy Meyer. She's been splendid so far with 7 points. And Larmy has shot very well from the stripe in the early going. Meyer eyes it, flies it, off the mark, no good. Rebound goes down to Emmerich. Emmerich darts up the floor, goes to the right side, kicks it to the corner to Giesman. Giesman the high, arcing three, shots off the mark, no good. Rebound going to go down to number 12, Maya Grudich, who has also checked into the lineup, a sophomore at 5'4 for Fort Larmy. Siegel out up top, will kick it to Grudich to the left side. Back up over to Siegel. Holscher being patient, back to Siegel on the top of the key. They get it on the foul line, over to Brandaway. Left side to Grudich, she fires a three and buries it from the left wing. Fort Larmy up ahead, 15-8 in the early going, trying to snap a 15-game Misitawad win streak. 1:26 to go in the first quarter, and a 15-8 lead for the Redskins. They have come out hot here against this team in Misitawad. And Misitawad trying to go on the left wing, and frustration piling up for Coach Kurt Comer as they get another turnover. And Corinne Holscher subs out here, and coming back into the lineup here, I believe there was number 11, Janelle Siegel. Siegel on the right wing, back to Puppelman. Puppelman goes to the left side, trying to at least. Goes over to the right side to Siegel. Siegel back up over to Puppelman, trying to clear out that left side, navigating this zone. And you got to be patient. Try to find it to those short corners if you can, or find someone open on the arc. Misitawad now pressuring a little more out here out top. Back over to Brandaway. Larmy a little all out of sorts on this possession. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Puppelman in the middle. That's broken up and taken away there by Misitawad. They're going to get it up over to Paige Emmerich. She takes it to the bucket and scores. That turnover was created there by Misitawad there on the inside, and Emmerich was able to take it away. And Emmerich able to take away the basketball again, and is fouled there by Eliza Puppelman. Only the second team foul on the Redskins.
And inadvertently so. That might have been a good foul by Puppelman, because Misitawad with the takeaway was off and running with numbers the other direction.
Yeah, as to say, four of the 10 points for Misitawad has come on breakaway layups for Paige Emmerich. Here is Kendall Tennery returns here for Fort Larmy on what might be the final possession of the quarter here. Emmerich out front being guarded by Siegel, gets it to the left side to Giesman. She's out on the left wing. They're trying to get Emmerich free up top. Army able to cover it. They get it on the inside there.
Five.
Cassidy Subert.
4 seconds left.
And on the inside, shot at the horn is up and in. Nice little 4-point swing there for Misitawad. Cora Hoggett with the bucket. 15-12. The Fort Larmy Redskins lead Misitawad Valley after 8 minutes of play here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No. We have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left. As popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney?
With great support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. LaCal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
The Sinoa Valley there with a 4-point swing to end the first quarter of play. Trails Laramie 15-12 as we begin quarter number two. And Miss Sinoa Valley will start with the basketball on the inside to Lily Giesman. Shots off the mark, no good. Down to Corinne Holscher. Laramie up ahead quickly. Janelle Siegel, a deep two in transition. Off the glass, no good. Redskins able to pull down the offensive board. Shot no good by Puppelman. And she chases that in the corner. It goes off Puppelman's hands. And it'll go the way of the Blackhawks. See Fort Laramie not letting up in that full court pressure. What we saw in that first quarter is Miss Sinoa rack up a slew of fouls there in the first quarter, which has caused some of their players to be in foul trouble early on here.
Fort Laramie 6 of 10 at the free throw line in the first 8 minutes.
I was going to say a lot of trips to the free throw line for the Redskins as Emmerich throws up a floater in the lane. And Holscher comes down with the rebound. Flysla Puppelman jogging it up the floor. At the top of the key, a minute into the second quarter. 15-12, Redskins ahead. You're back over to Liza Puppelman, over on the left wing to Kendall Tennery. Back over to Puppelman. Again, just kind of slowing things down here as the Blackhawks have stayed in that zone, have not shown any man, but they pressured at times like they are now out of that zone. Ball goes to the baseline, a nice cut by Corinne Holscher, a nice chest pass, and Holscher up off the glass scores.
What a feed by Brandaway.
Exactly. Right out of the pressure, was able to rip through it, feeds Holscher right in the chest, and she's able to go up and score, and the Laramie lead up to 5, 17-12, with 6:22 remaining here in the first half. Giesman into the corner, goes into that corner to Cassidy Subert. Subert, the freshman, trying to feed it on the inside, and it's ripped away there again by Corinne Holscher. Laramie, though, going to turn it right back over, and it turns right back over to the Skins. Three turnovers there in about a span of about 4 seconds. And the ball's, no, there's a foul out front here. It's going to go against Paige Emmerich. That'll be her first, team's first. Three starters already there with fouls already coming into the lineup. Lead number 21, Gretchen Rodifer. We got a timeout here by Coach Kirk Homer. 17-12 with 6:06 remaining in the second quarter here on ScoresBroadcast.com with Laramie ahead.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Fort Laramie holds a 17-12 advantage on the Miss Sinoa Valley Blackhawks. Blackhawks still in a 3-2 zone that they have been in the whole game. It looks like maybe they switched their demand for a hot second. And it's tipped out of bounds as Tinley Woodbury will sub back in. Coming for Lily Giesman. As Tennery will have it out under the own Fort Laramie Redskin basket here. One of the two seniors for Coach Carla Siegel. Gets it on the inside there to Grudich. Left wing, Chloe Bruns, the three-pointer. That's off the iron, no good. And it's tipped out by Izzy Meyer, and it'll be Mississinawa basketball. So here, Fort Laramie going to back off the press here. Interestingly enough, we know that Coach Carla Siegel likes to mix up her defenses quite a bit. As Emmerich will look to go to the right wing, goes to the left side instead here, goes over to McKenna Hoggett. Hoggett's got that ball tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks.
Well, a defensive-minded first 2.5 minutes. Second quarter, just one bucket scored between the two clubs.
It's 15-12 after one. The Redskins ahead. Ball on the deck. Fort Laramie takes it away. Two-on-one break here. Ball up to Izzy Meyer, and she's hacked. Going to go to the line, and Laramie will shoot their 11th and 12th free throws of the game here, Jack.
And for Izzy Meyer, free throws number 7 and 8.
And she's been able to rack up, you know, a good amount of points off those free throws here in the early going. And she has 7 already. And again, if you can get to the line but convert, man, you can really build up a lead here and then wear down that bench, which was the question I said in the first quarter, Jack, of is Mississinawa Valley as deep as Fort Laramie? I don't know. But luckily for Mississinawa, they're going to miss it, the shot, but it's going to go off Emmerich's hands, and it's going to stay Fort Laramie basketball.
Izzy missed a pair. She's now 3 for 8 from the stripe.
Got to get those numbers up. Somewhere towards about 70% is pretty reliable in the high school game in this area. So looks like they're in that zone. They went man for a possession there. As Liza Puppelman has it out front, goes to the right side to Kendall Tennery on the inside to Brainway. She tries to step through the defense, and Izzy Meyer gets another offensive board air for Fort Laramie, feeds it over to Liza Puppelman, who drills the deep two and gives Laramie a 7-point lead with 5 minutes to go in the half.
And that matches the Redskins' biggest cushion in this game.
Emmerich up ahead through the Fort Laramie pressure. It's ripped out on top of the arc. Hoggett, a three-pointer, and she cans that for McKenna Hoggett and gets Mississinawa back within 4. Liza Puppelman up ahead here. Big shot there for Mississinawa as they get their first field goal of the second quarter. Kendall Tennery rips through the defense. Her shot's off the mark, and Tenley Woodbury pulls down the rebound. Woodbury reverses back to the middle of the court, goes back to Emmerich in the corner to Hoggett, who just hit the 3 on the last possession. Hoggett on the inside, trying to feed a teammate there, and the shot goes in and out. Going to the line will be junior 5'10", Gretchen Rodifer, who will go to the stripe for 2. That foul going to go against number 20 there, Izzy Meyer. That'll be Meyer's first, team's first of the quarter. See a pair of Laramie substitution. Chanel Siegel, Corinne Holscher will come in a moment. And they do, and Tennery and Meyer, the two seniors, will swap out. Once again, the first free throw by Rhoda for miss, trying to get this team of Mississinawa back within a possession as they put their 15-game win streak here on the line today. Here at First Sales is Martin Luther King Classic. On the right wing, over to Janelle Siegel. We've seen some trapping here by Mississinawa on occasions. They do it on this possession. Liza Puppelman in the middle, loses the basketball, gets it to Holscher, though. Back over to Brandaway, who loses it herself and just lost hold of the ball. So there's all that you can say about that, and turns it right back over to the Blackhawks.
Now you feel perhaps maybe a momentum shift right now in this game. A big possession here for Mississinawa, which can tie it with a 3.
And again, you want to get a good look, but they aren't going to get one. Liza Puppelman steals it, and there's a late foul going to come in on Tenley Woodbury. Looks like she might have got that ball clean, but Laramie with their 13th and 14th attempt at the stripe.
And Woodbury and Brooklyn Subert now have 2 fouls each, a couple on both of those players for the Blackhawks.
2 of their 5 starters as Puppelman cannot convert. So Laramie, a little bit of a struggle now at the line, despite them having a plethora of opportunities here in the first half. Coming in back into the lineup is 5'8 freshman Cassidy Subert. Only 9 girls listed on this roster for Mississinawa on the varsity roster. As Puppelman splits the free throws, Laramie goes back up 20-16 with 3:47 to go here in the first half here on scoresbroadcast.com. Freddie Coverman, Jack Kramer giving you the action here.
Redskins 7 of 14 at the stripe.
That's a rough day. Even if you're around 70%, you'd have an 8-point lead as Mississinawa throws that into the Fort Laramie JVs, who are sitting in the front row on the other side, who played at 3 o'clock. And two Shelby County League teams participating. The Raiders already defeated the Brookville Blue Devils 56-48 in the first game of the day at high noon. Comes Mississinawa pressuring out of that zone. Puppelman trying to go on the inside. Gives it up for Brandaway, who takes the deep jumper and drills it from 18 feet out. 22-16 our score now with 3:12 to go here until halftime. Here comes Emmerich up ahead. Emmerich goes around the screen to the right side. Emmerich looking to find a teammate. Emmerich circling, tries to get it on the inside, tipped off of Holscher, goes in the hands of Mississinawa. Hoggett going to take a quick trigger three, off the mark, no good. And it goes down to Liza Puppelman.
Got a held ball, arrow, Fort Laramie.
Coming into the lineup now here is number one, Lily Giesman, in the lineup.
Well, Redskins' biggest lead, 7 on a couple of occasions. Fort Laramie now up 6, 22-16, 2:50 left, second quarter.
Liza Puppelman with it to the right side. Here comes the trap from Mississinawa. They're going to get a steal there. Giesman, and she's fouled. Let's see who that's on. I think it's on number 32 there, maybe. I don't know if they called it on Puppelman. Let's see what they put on the board. No, they're going to put it on Brandaway. That's a second team foul against the Fort Laramie Redskins. They haven't had that issue that the Blackhawks have had, where the Blackhawks have racked up fouls in some early first half foul trouble with two starters with two fouls already. So I'm trying to cut back into this lead. They get it on the inside. They get it up top to Lily Giesman. High arcing three. I don't even think that hit the iron there, and Mississinawa catches it stepping on the baseline, and it'll go the way of the Redskins.
Yep, Fort Laramie with a chance here, Brandon, to put a little more distance between it and Mississinawa. Few big possessions coming up. Final 2 minutes, first half.
And they get it on the inside. Beautiful display of passing by the Redskins. It went Tennery to Brandaway to Siegel for the basket.
Biggest difference in this game, 8 points.
Right there, as we go on the 2 minute warning of the first half. You have to think, if Laramie hit some of those free throws, it'd be a double figure lead here. Right away, there's Emmerich in the middle, who puts up a little floater and gets those points right back. She's got a half dozen, 6 points here in the first half. Tennery out on the left wing, back to Liza Puppelman. Puppelman to the right side to Siegel on the inside. It goes to Brainaway. She kicks it in the short corner to Holscher. That's Tennery. She's had no points yet. She can shoot it well from the outside for Fort Laramie. Puppelman to the right side, back to Siegel. Siegel looks to drive. Back up top to Puppelman. She'll let it fly, and she buries it. Nothing but net there from Liza Puppelman. She's up to 8 points now, and Laramie's got now a game-high lead, Jack, of 9.
Oh, that was all net. That was a perfect three-pointer. It was on the money all the way. And a turnover, Mississinawa.
Now look out here. Here comes the Redskins quickly. It's Puppelman feeding it to Siegel. Look out again from the right wing. Janelle Siegel pointing right to Liza Puppelman. And this lead has morphed to a dozen. 30-18 with 52 seconds left. Fort Laramie putting a red and black stamp on this first half. As Puppelman gets the long rebound, Redskins had a chance for a moment up ahead quickly to get a transition bucket. They get it on the inside to Brandaway. That's off the mark. And the rebound goes down to Subert. Back up ahead here. Here's Emmerich driving to the right side. Going to try to throw it up off the glass. And that's been probably Mississinawa's best offense, is Paige Emmerich just driving to the basket as she scores there to cut the deficit to 10.
Yep, she's tallied 8 so far in the game for Mississinawa.
Here comes Tennery. Back up over to Liza Puppelman to the right side to Siegel. Trying to get it on the inside. It's tipped out. And it's going to be Mississinawa basketball with 12 seconds left. Trio of subs going to come in for Fort Laramie as the officials are going to talk this over. They're going to change it back to being Redskin basketball as Izzy Meyer, Maya Grudich, and Chloe Bruns will sub in. Brainaway, Siegel, and Corinne Holscher head out. Tenere, the inbounder here with 12 and a half seconds here. They get it into Puppelman. She tries to go up. She's blocked. 10 seconds to go here. Here comes Emmerich with it. Emmerich racing up the floor. Emmerich's got 4 seconds. She goes to the corner. Emmerich trying to kick it to a teammate. Let's see if Missinwa can get a shot off. They do at the horn. It's no good. A 30-20 lead here for Fort Laramie. Two 15-point periods here for Carlos Siegel's Redskins. Has made it a 10-point difference here in the first half as we head to the halftime break. We'll be back here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
It is 30-20. Fort Laramie with a 10-point cushion over Mississinawa. Biggest lead in the first two quarters was at 30-18. There in the final half minute of the second quarter. A couple of big threes late in that second period by Siegel and Puppelman ignited Fort Laramie to that 30-18 cushion. It's 30-20 here at the half in favor of Fort Laramie. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Laramie. We have gone local, and we've delivered what you want. Winners Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and more. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. On the other end of town, north side, that North Laramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. And don't forget, you can get a cold sub from the Schaefer Market at the Schaefer drive-thru. It's new on the north end of town. Don't forget to stop by today at Schaefer Market on South Main. See all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at holly@schaeferoil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R, holly@schaeferoil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage. And support the Schaefer Market Gallon Giveback Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. Another proud sponsor on Scores Broadcast, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. 30-20, Fort Laramie is upsetting Mississinawa Valley here at the moment. Halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Yep, here is a quick look at halftime scoring so far in this game, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, who have 30 points through two quarters, Janelle Siegel has five, Maya Grudich has three, both Siegel and Grudich with a three-pointer. Izzy Meyer has two field goals, three free throws in eight attempts. She has a total of seven. Liza Puppelman, coming off a 31-point game against Lima Bath on Saturday, has stroked home 8 points, including a three. Corinne Holscher, a field goal for two. And Olivia Brandewee, 3 of 4 at the line, a basket, total of 5 points. 30 for Fort Loramie, 15 in each of the first two quarters. For Mississinewa Valley, McKenna Hoggett, a three-pointer for three. Cassidy Supert, a field goal for two. Cora Hoggett, a couple baskets for four. Paige Emmerich, 4 2-pointers for eight. Brooklyn Supert, 2 free throws, 2 points. And Gretchen Rodifer is 1 of 2 at the stripe. Fort Loramie has been extremely tenacious. Number of deflections. Mississinewa has piled up a lot of fouls. And Fort Loramie has been to the stripe often. 30-20. Fort Loramie in the lead over the Blackhawks at halftime here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial
commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. Empty possessions here, two of them for Mrs. Sinawa, one for Fort Laramie as Laramie leads 30-20 here with 50 seconds gone here in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. And we got a seal here out front for Mrs. Sinawa Valley. Up ahead there on the layup is blown in the wide open there by Brooklyn Subert, who had missed much of the first half there because of foul trouble, Jack, and she blew a wide open layup. That could have cut the lead down to 8, and now Larmy's going to capitalize a 4-point swing. Liza Puppelman all alone. She scores up off the glass. It's in a dozen-point lead, 30-20, for Larmie ahead of Mississinawa. We'll be back here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
And back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 6:38 to go in the third quarter. It is 32-20, and the frustration piling up here for Mississinawa Valley as they turn it over. They're right in front of their own bench. Coach Kirk Gomer, all he can do is just sit down on the bench here. His team is on the ropes in terms of their 15-game win streak here.
In 90 seconds, Brandon, to start the third quarter, 4 mistakes, 4 floor errors for Mississinawa.
Got a foul out front against the Blackhawks. It's going to go against Paige Emmerich. That's her second. She leads the Blackhawks in scoring with 8. As Tenery will take it right out in front of assistant coach Phil Barhorse.
Three players, 2 fouls each for Mississinawa.
Swung it in there to Puppelman. It was blocked out of bounds there by Subert. And like I said, Subert had to miss a lot of that first half due to picking up those two quick fouls. Army has had 14 attempts at the line. Haven't shot it great, but still lead by 12 as Siegel fires the three. Her shot's off the mark. Nice box out by Subert as she gets the rebound. Subert up ahead. Gets it up ahead over to McKenna Hoggett. Hoggett in the corner. Back over to Subert. And Subert is going to go to the line. There's a foul there on Izzy Meyer, who got there late and is called for the blocking foul.
That was a big opportunity for the Blackhawks to produce a three-point play. They couldn't finish on the inside through contact. Have to make the points at the stripe.
And again, Subert's one of the top three scorers, and she missed pretty much a good chunk of that second quarter. It's really when Larmy started to take control as Subert cans the first one. It was only 15-12 after the first quarter. It was only a three-point lead, but a 15-8 advantage for the Skins in the second quarter. As Corinne Holscher subs into the lineup, Subert tried to cut this down to 10 here with another make. She gets it, dribbles back up to the line here. Takes a few dribbles, spins it in the hands and fires and connects. And Mississinawa now trailing by 10 will pick up the tempo here a little bit with pressure of their own. Larmy easily breaks that, but Tannery missed the wide open layup and it tipped out. And Larmy is going to have another opportunity here, but wide open was Tannery. They're all alone. Ball over to Holscher. Goes back out to Puppelman. Puppelman reverses it to the right side over to Siegel on the inside to Brandaway through the contact. Counted and one for Olivia Brandaway, who is coming along. She's not playing like a freshman anymore, Jack.
No, it looks like a seasoned junior to me. 7 points in this game.
Exactly, and that's the thing. You say freshman, you're 15, 16, 17 games in the season. That freshman mark, you can't hear any more of that. You know, you're playing about a full season, you know, which a lot of people don't get until maybe their junior or senior year. And she connects on the free throw there. And the lead is up to 13, 35, 22, of 5:38 to go in the third quarter.
Biggest separation in this game, 13 points.
Here comes Subert trying to bully her way to the bucket. That shot's off the mark. And Liza Puppelman comes down with a rebound. She's immediately trapped here. Brandaway gets it up ahead, reverses it up court, over to Holscher, back to Kendall Tannery. Tannery will go over to Puppelman on the right side. Spring back to Puppelman with a beautiful cut to the basket. This Larmy team is firing on all cylinders. We got a timeout. 5:15 to go in the third. Fort Larmy 37, Mississinawa 22 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 5:15 to go here in the third quarter, 37-22 for Larmy all over the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks. They start on a 7-2 run here in just a little under the first 3 minutes of the quarter as the ball goes inside to Brooklyn Subert. High off the glass, no good, and she'll go to the stripe for two. Seems like Subert's kind of been a point of emphasis that Mississinawa's trying to get the basketball to here. Here in this third quarter.
Well, she's got four free throws. That's it. Not a field goal yet in this game.
And her first free throw is up and in. Nothing but net there. And they're trailing 37-23 here, trying to cut this deficit down to 13. It's just been as high as 15. The second one is off the mark, and the rebound goes down to Corinne Holscher. Uppelman pressured in backcourt, gets it back up over to Corinne Holscher. Back over to Janelle Siegel, trying to whip it on the inside to Brandaway. Works through a couple defenders, and we have a jump ball. The arrow will keep it with Fort Laramie. We got it, and Coach Carla Siegel has got all her timeouts left. Nisinawa is drained down to two. Puppelman gets the inbound pass, misses her shot, gets her own rebound. Tenery takes the elbow jumper. That shot's off the mark. Another offensive board. It's Puppelman, and she puts it back in. She's got 14 points for the Fort Laramie Redskins, and Liza Puppelman is making a name for herself.
What an outstanding rebounder from the guard position.
And we got another turnover there. They are stacking up. Emmerich tried to feed Woodbury on the right side. And another turnover here as we got a substitution making her first appearance of the game is number 42, a 5'9 sophomore Meg Kemper into the lineup.
I don't know if it's the Fort Laramie name on the jersey. Don't know if it's all Fort Laramie's defense. But the Blackhawks are not themselves this afternoon, Brandon.
And I think the Redskins have been firing on all cylinders last couple games, and it's been a trend here as Kemper gets it, loses the basketball, and it's stolen away there by McKenna Hoggett. Here comes Paige Emmerich. She's got 8 points to lead the pace of the Blackhawks. Gets it inside to Subert. Subert shots off the mark, and the rebound goes down to Janelle Siegel. Here comes junior point guard Liza Puppelman. Puppelman swings it to the left side to Tenery. Tenery looking to move it over to Puppelman. And they try to get in the middle of the zone, and there's back-to-back turnovers for the Redskins. Sinewa has not got out of this zone defense yet. Emmerich takes a right wing three. It rattles around a couple times and rattles out. Down to Meg Kemper. Here's Puppelman across the timeline here. 3:33 to go here in the third quarter. 39-23. Fort Laramie ahead of Mississinawa here on scoresbroadcast.com. Shelby County League trying to go 2-0 here today here at the Fort Laramie MLK Classic. I mean, the basketball tipped out here.
Tell you what, Brandon, if you're Fort Laramie, no reason to push the tempo. 16-point lead, 11 minutes plus to go in the game.
Got no shot clock. You can even make them come out of the zone if you want them to, but
yep.
I think with the way Fort Laramie has been flowing on offense, they haven't had a problem with the zone, so I don't think you do that unless it becomes an issue.
Yeah, Redskins zone offense has been excellent here today.
Puppelman with it out near the For Sales logo. Goes to the right side to Tenery. Tenery with a skip pass to Siegel, who she sneaked in right behind that defense, put it high up off the glass, and now it's a game-high 18-point lead here for Fort Laramie off the bucket from Janelle Siegel. Boy, that Mississinawa zone defense at times, Jack, has fallen asleep, and Laramie's been able to sneak in there and get a bucket. As that shot is off the mark there from Mississinawa, they're pushing it up ahead. It's Puppelman to Janelle Siegel. She just throws it up off the glass. 9 points for Janelle Siegel. 43-23 our score now. Wow, the Redskins are going to be putting people on notice now. Emmerich with it up ahead. She spins, throws up a contested foul line. Jay, her shot's off the mark. And it goes down to Liza Puppelman. All Coach Kurt Comer can do is just watch as bombs away Kendall Tenery from the right wing. Man, Laramie doubling up. Now, no, they're going to call that a two for Tenery.
Front of her foot was just barely touching the stripe.
Man, 45-23. Fort Laramie ahead now as they might get another turnover here. Let's see, ball on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball, according to official Keith Cooley, and it's going to stay with the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks.
Yeah, who would have thought it, Fort Laramie leading late third quarter? Yeah, that was plausible. Up by 22? And nobody could have predicted this, except maybe head coach Carla Siegel, who has seen her team start to really develop.
And off a missed shot here, Brooklyn Subert gets the weak side rebound, and she's fouled and go to the stripe for two.
Now, Redskins defense has been phenomenal. 23 points for Mississinawa, a club averaging 50-plus. Minute 44 left to go here in quarter number three, 45-23. Fort Laramie in the lead by 22.
We got a couple subs in here. We got Kendall Tennery going to sub back in. Olivia Brainaway going to sub back in. Larmy's been balanced, too. As we got also into the lineup here, number 10, Alina Moore. Going to come into the lineup here. And up and in there for Super. As Super splits from the line. Now down to 21 points here with 1:40 to go here in the third quarter. 45-24. Well, with it on the right side, goes back over to Puppelman.
Mississinawa, no buckets from the floor here in the third quarter. Nothing.
The Fort Laramie defense has been splendid, Jack, as Mississinawa forces a turnover there. They get a steal out of that zone. Here comes Super up ahead, trying to back her way down in the lane. They're just kind of throwing up shots now as Mississinawa with desperation to get back in this. Puppelman with it. Puppelman looking on, deciding on her options on where to go. She goes to the right side, swings it up top to Moore. Back on the left side there. The shot is well off the mark there from Maya Grudich. The rebound goes down to the Blackhawks. Here's Hoggett up ahead. He gives it to Emmerich. Emmerich looking to go in the lane. Tries to throw it off the glass. Her shot's off the mark. And Emmerich really likes to take it to that right side. Don't see her take it to that left at all.
There. Seven field goals to none here in the third period. Fort Loramie outpointing Mississinawa from the floor.
Correction there. Number 10 in the lineup is Bailey Garrett. They're in the lineup for Fort Laramie.
26 seconds remaining, third quarter, 21-point lead Redskins.
And we got a turnover here for Fort Laramie. A couple possessions have been a little sloppy for them, but I think they get the excuse, Jack, because guess what? Each of the three periods played, 15 points, 15 points, and 15 points. That's consistency to a T, and that's good consistency that you like right there.
And for Mississinawa, 12-8-4 for three periods.
Going down the wrong way, as they say. And that first quarter, of course, high-scoring, competitive, and ever since, Laramie has took the bull by the horns with 14 seconds left, though, in the third quarter. Mississinawa finds themselves down 21 here in a real jeopardy of losing their 15-game win streak. Three-pointer off the mark, and there's a foul by Kendall Tennery. Going to the line here.
With four ticks left on the clock, Mississinawa is probably going to go scoreless from the field in the third quarter of this game.
And Cassidy Subert will go to the line here. Subert's first shot is off the mark as Corinne Holscher will sub in. Tennery heads out. Tennery, that's her third foul. So a little bit of foul trouble for Fort Laramie, but a little about irrelevant here with the 21-point lead.
Well, the strides made by Fort Laramie offensively in the last month, amazing. King-size steps forward at the offensive end, and the defense really tenacious.
And Laramie not able to get a shot off. We've played three quarters of basketball here. It's a 45-25 lead for Fort Laramie over Mississinawa. We'll step aside and come back with the fourth quarter of action here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'ReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
back here on scoresbroadcast.com. We begin the fourth quarter of action as we're about 30 seconds into the fourth quarter and a couple missed shots on each side. So it's still a 45-25 Fort Laramie lead over Mississinewa here. Ball on the left side over to Liza Puppelman, being patient against this Blackhawks zone, who Laramie has had no problems in dissecting. A ball in the corner to Maya Grudich. Too much on that three-pointer. Let's work back out up top to Janelle Siegel, back to Liza Puppelman. Puppelman looking at where to go, and she'll go out on the right wing. Mississinewa is going to pressure a little more here. Izzy Meyer being guarded by Tenley Woodbury. Back out to Holscher. To the left side to Liza Puppelman. Over to a cutting Meyer. Meyer trying to go to the basket, and she's fouled on the floor. As that foul is going to go against number 23, Subert there. As Cassidy Subert. As long as we run it, stack formation here from the right side. And get it in the corner to Siegel. They're still in that zone defense is the Blackhawks. And Siegel misses it off the iron, and the rebound goes down to Subert. Here comes Tinley Woodbury up ahead, with her averaging 4 points a game. Back over to Giesman. Giesman looking to drive, swings it to Woodbury up at the top of the key. Of course, the desperation has to be increasing here a little bit for the Blackhawks as they're going to turn it over. Meyer hit the deck hard, and officials are going to stop play here as hopefully Meyer's all right. She hit the deck pretty hard there. She appears to be fine.
A chance to tell our listeners all about Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie, 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling 40 years at Cutaway. Owner extraordinaire Deb Gubo, stylist Ann Turner, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Open Monday through Saturday at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. 40 years styling. Our experience, your style. We will help you create the style you want. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie.
Pair of misses there by the Redskins on the offensive end. Up ahead, it's Paige Emmerich. Emmerich in the lane, blocked by Tennery. Brandaway scrumming on the floor with Subert with it. Emmerich gets it, and Emmerich's going to turn it right back over. It's Liza Puppelman, and Carla Siegel says, heck with this. There's too much going on. I'm going to take my first time out of the game. 5:57 to go here. Fort Laramie ahead, 45-25 over Mississinewa on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, and as we welcome you back, Liza Puppelman keeps the train rolling here for Fort Laramie. She's got 16 points and a 47-25 lead here for Fort Laramie. And right back on the other end quickly, Emma Giesman scores and cuts the deficit back down to 20. She gets her first bucket of the game. Kendall Tennery on the left wing here for Fort Laramie. She'll toss it up top to Janelle Siegel before it's picked off here by Paige Emmerich. Emmerich to the basket, attracts the contact, and scores. Paige Emmerich now in double figures here tonight. And she'll go to the line to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play.
Well, the two baskets by the Blackhawks in the last 10 seconds. First two field goals for the team wearing the black uniforms. First two buckets for them in the second half of this game in nearly 11 minutes.
Wow, as nothing but net there from Emmerich on the free throw line. Yes, we got a substitution coming in here. Trinity Reichard coming into the lineup. As it was, Army has scored again 15 points in each of the first three periods. Only mustered two through the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. Here comes Tenery in transition. The three-pointer buries it. Wow. And the barrage of baskets continues for Fort Laramie. Tenery's got five now while in the second half. As Subert works it on the inside. Goes back up over to Reichard. Reichard back out top to Tenley Woodbury. Woodbury looking to go to the right side. He'll give it up over to Emma Giesman. Giesman back up top. Here's Trinity Reichard. Reichard feeds it on the inside. Subert gets it on the inside up over there to a teammate. That's Cora Hoggett who scores the bucket there, and she's got four. Here comes the Blackhawk pressure. We've seen Laramie back off their full court pressure here. Everyone, they started building up that lead to about 15. But that pressure was really paramount in them building up that big double-digit lead before halftime. Chloe runs with it out top. Laramie doing it from all positions on the floor. Shot off the mark there. Izzy Meyer trying to get the board. It's poked out. And Jack, if you look up at that board right now, 16 points from Puppelman. 7 right there from Izzy Meyer. And then you got 8 from Olivia Brandaway and 5 from Kendall Tenery. Talk about balance and just beauty across the board here.
And Siegel with 9.
Yeah, and she's not even in the lineup. So this has been from every position for Fort Laramie, which has been paramount to them building this big, gigantic cushion that they have here.
Yeah, what a difference several games can make Fort Laramie in running its offense. It looks closer to a machine, a lot closer to a machine than it did a month ago. A well-oiled performance here by the Fort Laramie girls against Mississinewa, which has been just played right off the court.
Eliza Puppelman is fouled. She goes to the line, cans both free throws. We're halfway through the fourth quarter. 52-32, Fort Laramie ahead here on scorespodcast.com. Here comes Eliza Puppelman with another steal. Her layup's off the mark. And she was pressured there. Could not get that one to fall there. And bringing it up ahead, it's Tenley Woodbury. Gets it over to Brooklyn Subert. Subert on the inside. Emma Giesman going to fire a three from the corner. That's off the mark. No good. And Brandaway pulls down the board. Again, Brandaway has not played like a freshman today either that we've mentioned at times here today. Oh, that moment there, she had that ball go through her hands, and we have a timeout here by Coach Carlos Siegel. 3:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. 20-point lead for Laramie here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Back here on scorespodcast.com. 3:12 to go here in this fourth and second to last contest here at the at the Versailles Martin Luther King Classic. Here with 3 minutes to go, a 20-point lead, 52-32 for Fort Laramie over the top-ranked Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. And Fort Laramie said, hey, we're not going away here as they're going to get their 10th win of the season as Brandaway is fouled out front. Again, another win here. Laramie keeping pace up top the Shelby County Athletic League. Got some substitutions coming in here for the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. And number 40, Ella Livingston into the lineup. Number 22, McKinley Stockler into the lineup. Meyer throws her shot up. Her shot's off the mark, and we've got a jump ball here. Arrow's going to favor the Blackhawks. And again, that's going to send messages, of course, to the top teams in the area. Of course, Jack, the draw coming up in a couple weeks, and I'm sure we'll even break it down more in our post game. But, of course, Rushi, Coach Michael Bayshore watching this, I'm sure his eyes are really wide open through this. You got Southeastern, who is probably watching this game tightly, as well as Cedarville, the teams in the Ohio Heritage Conference, and other WOAC and Shelby County teams, to see how, you know, this result is really going to affect the draw.
Yep, bottom line, you simply cannot count out the Fort Loramie girls, Coach McCarla Siegel.
Never can.
Nope,
and
nope.
Talking to multiple people and early on, I said, what's the struggle? And I said, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry.
And this is proof, living proof today. So was this past Saturday against Lima Bath. And the game before that, the Redskins were really sharp against Botkins.
The basketball shot off the mark here from Fort Loramie. Rebound goes down to Miss Sinawa, or sorry, yes, to Miss Sinawa Valley. Up ahead as Giesman to the left side. Give it up over to Trinity Riker. Back out top over to McKinley Stockler, and we got a travel on Stockler there. Right back to the Redskins as Coach Carla Siegel going to empty her bench here. And again, a resounding win that'll put Loramie in double-figure win totals for the winningest program in the state of Ohio in terms of girls basketball history. Top Holscher trying to cut on the inside. Her shot's off the mark. Rebound going to go down to Trinity Reichard. And again, this is going to snap 15 straight wins for Miss Sinawa. Last loss was on opening night, as that three-pointer has flown up there by McKinley Stockler. It's off the mark, and Janelle Siegel takes it. She's off to the races. She's got that good track speed up ahead of the Miss Sinawa defense. She's got double figures now, adding to the superb balance that Fort Loramie has had here tonight. 54-32 here as the time just remains, and we just play on here. As Division 7 has been sent a statement here tonight. Stockler with it out on the right side. She looks to drive to the basket, and Izzy Meyer gets barreled over as McKinley Stockler will shoot two free throws.
Like to remind our listeners all about Geyer's, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. When Gus Geyer started Geyer's long, long time ago, he was smiling, treating every customer with great service. He is still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online as well at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
And two free throws sunk there by McKinley Stockler. 54-34 our score here. And Loramie will improve to 10-5 with a big couple matchups coming up here. The Anna Rockets await them on Saturday. They got actually Fairlawn tomorrow night, but Meg Kemper is fouled out front. But a big matchup waiting with the Anna Rockets. That is coming up as well. That'll be a big game with league implications there. Anna lost their third league game to Houston the other night, but Anna has, of course, already played spoiler in this league race by beating Rushi last week. So, again, another couple tests coming up here for Fort Loramie. They got a slew of them to end the season. And on the inside, there is a jump ball. And that arrow is going to give it over to Miss Sinawa Valley as Coach Siegel has subbed out basically all her starters, and so has Miss Sinawa Valley, and we continue to play on here for a final result with a 20-point Loramie lead with 39 seconds left, 54-34 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here, Brandon Coverman, Jack Kramer giving the action, and another turnover here. But, man, Coach Carlos Siegel, you smile for tonight, you take about a, you know, an 8 hour sleep, and you wake up and you gotta go on to Fairlawn tomorrow. And you just gotta keep stacking league wins on top of each other. And Fairlawn gave Loramie fits there for a little while the first matchup, which I know this has been a completely different Loramie team, but you gotta keep winning, you know, if you wanna stay up in this league race with that big matchup with Anna looming on Saturday. And another big matchup eventually against the Rushi Raiders to conclude the Shelby County League. for this 25-26 campaign.
Well, continuing to play tomorrow night after winning Saturday, winning today, that's the right recipe. Come right back and go to the hardwood once again in 24 hours.
And it's a turnover by the Blackhawks, and that does it. 54-34. The Fort Laramie Redskins snap Mississinewa Valley's 15-game win streak. We'll step aside and come back with our postgame here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Laramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Vaugh Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Vaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Vaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Vaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Vaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Vaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenVaughInsurance.com. That's AllenVaugh. Let Allen Vaugh go to work for you.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
Located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
what a night for the Fort Laramie girls. Great performance by the Redskins, who rout Mississinewa Valley 54-34. And Fort Laramie triumphs by 20. Now let's take a look at the scoring. Then in a few minutes, we will award our Sour Mug Stars of this game. For the winning Redskins, Janelle Siegel, 11. She had a three-pointer. Maya Grudich, a first-quarter three. 3 points for her. Izzy Meyer had 7, all in the first quarter. Liza Puppelman won a game, 18, on the heels of 31 this past Saturday. 2 points for Corinne Holscher. 7 for Olivia Brandewee. And Kendall Tennery had a couple threes for 6. By way of quarter scoring as a team, 15, 15, 15, and 9. A total of 54 for Fort Laramie. For the Blackhawks, Giesman had 2 points. Lily Giesman, 2. McKenna Hoggett had 3. Cassidy Supert had 3. Cora Hoggett had 4 points. 11 for leading scorer Paige Emmerich. She had 5 buckets and a free throw. Brooklyn Subert was limited to 6 made foul shots in this game. Gretchen Rodifer had a free throw for 1. Stackler off the bench had a couple of free throws, 2 points for her. Grand total of 34 for Mississinewa. By way of scoring for the team each quarter, 12, 8, 5, and 9. Only 1, 2, 3 field goals for Mississinewa in the entire second half, Brandon. And Mississinewa didn't have a bucket from the floor in the second half for the first 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, and just credit that Fort Laramie defense. They were able to get the Blackhawks all out of sorts there and just not able to be comfortable on the offensive end. And I know Brooklyn Super went out early with a foul trouble. You know, they just couldn't get anything going. I think Paige Emmerich driving downhill was really their only sort of offense that they found that they got on a consistent basis. I mean, and they scored 34 points still but gave up 54. And, I mean, Fort Laramie, man, looked like a well-oiled machine today. And it looks like Carla Siegel teams from the past, they pressed, they got transition layups, they were physical, they were aggressive, and a great win for Fort Laramie, one that is really going to come into play in the tournament draw here in a couple weeks.
Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check the website productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. 30 years of dependable service and production support. Your job is in the bag. We'll return with more. We'll close out our presentation in just a few minutes. We'll hear from Sour Mugs and make our post-game awards when we come back. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com. I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Laramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, welcome back to the Tigers Classic, the MLK event here at Versailles. An entire day of girls basketball. Earlier, Rushi girls defeated Brookville 56-48. Fine performance by Coach Bayshore's Raiders. And here in game 4 of 5 at the event, Fort Laramie downs Mississinewa Valley easily to the tune of 54-34. And Fort Laramie led at the half 30-20. Limited Mississinewa to 3 field goals in the second half. They all came in the fourth quarter. Mississinewa didn't score a bucket in the final 16 minutes until the 6-minute mark of the fourth. A good day defensively for Fort Laramie, forcing well in excess of 20 turnovers by the Blackhawks. Redskins shot it from behind the arc. Pretty good, too. Kendall Tennery, a couple threes, a three-pointer from Liza Puppelman, one from Maya Grudich, and a three-ball from Janelle Siegel. Our stars of this game, Liza Puppelman, 18 points today for Fort Laramie on the heels of 31 this past Saturday. Leading scorer for Mississinewa, Paige Emmerich, she had 11. They are our Sour Mugs stars of this game. Sour Mugs in West Milton and Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue at the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November.
November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
This is Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman back at Versailles. I know you had some closing thoughts a few minutes ago, Brandon, but quite a performance by the Fort Loramie girls here today, and that's three really good ones in a row. It appears as though this roster, this lineup, without Maddie Shadow, starting to catch fire at the right time of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I know I hinted on it earlier. People are saying, well, Fort Loramie kind of slow out the gate. And I'm like, just wait. It takes time sometime, especially when you have a culture of basketball the way Fort Loramie is. People see the name. They know what they're about. Of course, the winningest girls program in Ohio high school history. So they have been really good, of course, throughout their history and everything. So, of course, they're winning here again, and it's starting to pile up. And, of course, people are starting to take notice, Jack.
And with the triumph here today, Fort Loramie advances now to 10-5 on the season. Next contest, right back in action tomorrow night on the road at Fairlawn. Then a big SCAL confrontation with Anna this coming Saturday. We'll have that game for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Mississinewa now 15-2, a 15-game win streak for the Blackhawks broken here today. Next game for Mississinewa, Saturday against Versailles at the Blackhawks gym. That'll be quite the contest.
Will be.
I'm sure that will be a very good one on the 24th of this month, as will the Anna at Fort Loramie game. That, too, should be a knockdown, drag-out affair. Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, stands for the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. Stay in touch with scoresbroadcast.com on the Internet. We'll be posting an updated schedule here for you later on tonight. We posted a schedule this morning. We've got game coverage somewhere tomorrow evening, and we are not totally sure. Back in action on Friday night, either in the Shelby County Athletic League with a boys game or possibly the MAC. And then next Saturday afternoon, it's Fort Loramie and the girls from the Redskins gym. Thanks to our online listeners here today. We appreciate you so much. We have spent 2 days at MLK Events, Fort Loramie boys action yesterday, and the girls event here today at Versailles. Enjoyed it so much. Thanks to the online listeners. For Brandon Coverman, Jack Kramer bidding you all a good evening, and go Hoosiers.
Hoosiers,
my alma mater. Final score again here today, Fort Loramie 54, Mississinewa Valley 34. A lot of people will look at the final tally of this contest, and they'll think big, big upset, and Fort Loramie is just rounding into shape, playing excellent basketball now at the perfect time of the year. 54-34, Fort Loramie over Mississinewa Valley on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air, thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most
most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.